What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Track Talk Podcast. We are your hosts, Emma and Hannah. And I just told Emma I have absolutely nothing prepared for this episode. I'm ready for Vegas.
Okay, before we talk about Vegas, I want to talk about the car launch that was
Oh,
announced.
okay. Yeah.
So F1 for their 75th year, which I feel like 75 years, I feel like it's been more, but it hasn't. Anyway, F1 is doing a car launch at the O2 Arena in London in February next year. All 10 teams, all 20 drivers, all 10 cars are going to be launched at the O2
Maybe
Arena.
not Max Verstappen.
Max Verstappen might not be in attendance. He said he hopes he's sick that week, and I don't
He might be
blame
sick.
him. I don't blame him at all. I don't blame him at all.
I mean, obviously it's Max, so like, I don't know, he doesn't want to do this, but like, I think this will be fun for
Do you
everybody.
think it'll be
So,
fun?
yeah, I do.
Okay, so I was reading up on it, and like there's pros and cons. First of all, the biggest con right now is how many tickets were purchased by
I
bots
agree.
and like are now being resold on like these resale sites. But they put out a statement saying that any tickets purchased on resale sites will not be accepted. Like you can't.
So then there's just gonna be nobody there.
I don't know. I don't understand how that works. But like, yeah, there's this whole thing where it's like if you purchase, like they keep saying like no tickets purchased on resale unless it's like a specific resale. I don't know. I don't get it. But then I also heard that there's so many tickets reserved for like promoters, influencers, sponsors. I think like heavy on the influencers kind of thing. Like that makes a lot of sense just knowing F1. And so not, I mean, I don't know. Oops, my phone just turned that on. Do you notice her? I mean, I don't know anyone who got tickets. Do you?
No.
No, no one. And tickets weren't even that expensive. Like the original price were like, I read somewhere between like $75 and $150, but now they're reselling up to like over 1,000, which is absolutely insane. It just reminds me of Taylor Swift, but it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, lots of every time there is a traditional car launch, like a one team car launch, there are obviously like influencers and brands and sponsors that go, and that is what it's like. But when you're marketing this as like, this is the first time we've ever done 10 cars in one night, and it's supposed to be this big spectacle, you'd think that there would be more people than just like, if you're marketing it to the people, it should be available for the people.
And it's not.
And it's seemingly not. It is more of, it seems like a marketing event, but then don't market it to the regular, people, because it's not for them then.
To be fair, like the regular car launches that take place, like it's rare that just like anyone goes. Like it is usually for, right? Or am I like it's usually just
Like
like
normal humans or like
yeah,
influencers?
normal humans.
I don't
Like
think, yeah, those are not usually
it's
open,
not
just
like they
like,
just like sell tickets to like it's like you have to be invited or it's like
yeah.
sponsors and that sort of stuff. And so F1 coming out with this huge thing being like, we're selling tickets, like we want you to come watch, and then being like, just kidding, actually no one can go because all the bots got them and all the other tickets are reserved. It's just like a slap in the face to like us normal people that are like, well,
That's
we
what I
wanted to
mean. Like,
go.
that's what I mean. If it was
Yeah.
going to be just like a marketing technique, like bring in the influencers, bring in the sponsors and that type of thing, no problem. But then just don't market it as like, hey,
Yeah.
come to this event, because that's just setting
Not
people
gonna
up
happen.
for disappointments.
I was reading something on the race, like that I don't know if it's a blog or I don't know what it is, a website blog, whatever. And they said that this kind of takes away the hype of launch season, quote unquote, like because typically launch season is like we get 7 days, like a week, where these teams are announcing their liveries, and there's all of this like speculation and there's hype. And do you remember when McLaren last year deleted everything on their Instagram? We thought we were gonna get like Reputation McLaren, like all black livery. Like, there's so much speculation that goes into it, and like there's teasers and this and that, and like it's all anyone can talk about. And so for like over a week, that's what matters, like in this F1 community. And now we're replacing all of that for like one night of whatever, like one night,
I get it, yeah.
one night of launching compared to like a whole week. And like I get that, like I can see it's I don't know, I don't know what to expect from it. Like obviously it's still a few months away, but I also read that this is like launch season is the one time of the year where everyone is super excited for Haas and Sauber and Alpine, like
That's funny. That is
and I
funny.
was like, that's true. Like, we're all waiting to see what they do. If Alpine comes out with another pink livery, only to like get rid of it after two races, I swear to God.
See, and I don't necessarily like agree with like it takes, well, okay, it does take away the hype of launch season, but like, is it that important? Like, maybe I'm naive, but I don't feel like, I feel like F1 gives us content from March when testing begins all the way to December. Do we need another week of like, oh, what's it going to look like? And then when we see the car, we talk about it for a little bit and then we move on. Like last year, how much do we really talk about it? We talked about McLaren deleting their stuff, and then we talked about how every car was
Was the
carbon
same.
fiber.
That's fair.
So I don't really like think it's that big of a deal, you know?
That's
Like,
fair.
why not do something new? Like this sport, we're constantly asking this sport and the people involved to evolve with the younger crowd, and like this is them trying something new and trying to evolve. So like, let's just see how it goes, and if it's a bust, it's a bust, and maybe it's great. I don't know.
I like that. I like that opinion. I was kind of leaning towards like, I don't think I'm gonna like this, but we'll see how it goes, I guess. I saw there's another comment that I saw on like one of the posts saying, I'm not paying 1500 euros to see the exact same Red Bull livery again. And I was like, that's totally fair.
That's
That's
fair. And if
fair.
tickets were that expensive,
Well, on the resale it is. And I was like, oh my God.
oh,
So anyway,
yeah.
let us know your opinions on the O2 launch. I would love to go. Like, I think it would be like a cool experience, but like, that's not gonna happen. Also, I cannot fly to London. I'm done flying.
Every time on this show, we say, let us know your opinions. I know when Mac has listened to it because she sends me a voice note that's like, okay, so I've just got to this part in the show and you guys asked like what about this, and like this is what I think. And then I'm like, oh, I know where she's
Oh
at.
my God, I love Mac. We do get people who like do message us on Instagram and stuff being like, I think this, I think that. And I'm like, so I do love that. Like, I
I do
want to hear
love
what
it.
you
I
guys
love the
think.
discourse. Let's chat about it. Maybe in
Exactly.
FanApp. Let's chat in FanApp about it.
I know we need to get back in fan app. Oh my gosh, especially because with
Let's
Vegas
see.
coming
Well,
up.
actually, yeah, that's on, babe, that's on you.
Oh, because you're
If
at
you're going to
Taylor
be in
Swift this
Toronto,
weekend.
I am in Toronto for Taylor Swift this weekend. However, this is my disclaimer, or this is like my PSA, but I'm also going to put out a TikTok because I think that it could reach a bigger audience on TikTok. If you live in Toronto or are visiting Toronto for Taylor Swift this coming weekend, Vegas Grand Prix weekend, what are we doing to watch the race? Where are we going? I want to watch. The concert ends at about 11:30-ish. 11:40. I don't know how long it's going to take till we get out of there. I have F1 TV. I can watch till we get to the bar. Where are we watching the race? Because I will not waste this opportunity when I'm with so many people in a huge city to go watch the race somewhere. And it's Vegas and it's a midnight race. You guys got to tell me.
Tell Hannah where you're going if you're in Toronto. That's the must. You'll find some place to go.
I
We'll
think so
post
too,
this.
but I
We'll
just
find Hannah, we will
wanna
find you some F1 friends that you can. You're going with your sister, right?
I am, and she's
Yeah.
into it too. So,
Perfect. Did we?
yeah.
No, I was trying to think of Vegas last year. I remember watching Vegas last year and I was so mad because my dad wanted to watch it with me. Do you remember this? And
I
he
remember because
couldn't
it was the
get.
Han Pre weekend.
Yes, he couldn't get it working like on his TV. And I was like, I didn't come all this way, or all this way. It's a 15-minute drive, but like I could have watched and come from my
No,
own
but you
home.
were at my house for the Han Pre,
Oh, it was
remember?
the Grand Prix weekend. That's it. So I left your place to go to my dad's because he really wanted to watch the Grand Prix with him, like with me. He couldn't get it working, and I was like, I'm going across the street to my mom's house because she's got it set up, and like it. My dad was he was mad because he was like, well, I thought it would work, and I was like, you had all night to get it set up, and you were waiting till 10 minutes before. Yes, Hannah.
To be fair, he had it set up on TSN and you didn't want to watch the commercials.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, why would I want to watch their commercials? I have F1 TV. I can't, like, I was
Get
just like, come over to my place so we could watch it. He's like, I don't want to watch on your small TV. Anyway, I will be watching. I don't know. I don't know what I'll be watching this week. Anyone from Winnipeg? You want to hang out and watch the Grand Prix? What am I doing this weekend? I don't
We
know. I
have
haven't had
like
a second to
a
think.
very small handful of listeners from Winnipeg that are not our friends. So yeah, if that small handful wants to get together and watch the race,
Otherwise, I'll just force my roommate to watch
I'm
it.
not in Winnipeg, but Emma is,
I will be in
so.
Winnipeg. I'm excited for the weekend. There's so much going on. There's no, what was it last year? What did they do? The golf thing?
They
Full
did,
cup?
and
House
now they're
cup?
not doing it again. Everyone
Something.
hated it.
What
I
was it
kind of love the
called?
chaos.
What was it
It was
called?
the Netflix
Oh,
Cup.
that's it. You, I
I
thought it
love the
was
chaos.
funny. I thought it was funny and chaotic. No one knew what was going on. It was the first time Netflix had a live streamed event, sports event, when it just had again with the fight with Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, right? We're not gonna talk about it.
No. I'm shaking my head because Netflix did a terrible job of
Yeah.
prepping for that because I was trying
I
to
don't
watch it
think.
and it was buffering and buffering and buffering.
Yeah.
And this Christmas, on Christmas Day, they have, I believe, two NFL games. Could just be one. I think two NFL games on Christmas Day on Netflix. So they better figure it out.
That's wild. I don't know why Netflix is getting into this industry, but
The Netflix Cup didn't like buffer like the fight. I mean, the amount of people that were watching it is a much less, but
yeah.
I feel like they took that and they were like, oh, we can do it. And then it was just like, yeah, not the same level of viewership there.
But the Netflix Cup was also like just chaotic. Like, I don't think anyone
I
really knew
know.
what was
I love
going
it.
on.
I
I
love the
liked
chaos.
it. What?
I love the chaos.
It was great. It was so good. It was just everything that we thought it would be, which was chaotic, and I loved it.
I don't know if I thought it was going to be like that, but I was
Well, I didn't
entertained
expect
and
anything major. I was like, they don't know what they're doing. This is the first
they
time they're
didn't.
trying this live. There's no like system of procedure that they're following, like nothing.
You're
No
correct.
discipline.
Marshawn Lynch actually was the highlight of that whole thing. So, yeah, that was a crazy
You
time.
still watch it on Netflix? Is
You
that still,
can.
can you?
Yep.
No way.
Yeah, you can. You can go back and watch it.
I'm gonna look at, I'm not that I don't believe you, but I just want to check to make sure that you're not lying to me.
I might be lying. I don't know.
It's there. Netflix Go.
Because
Did you
anything
see?
that Netflix streams, it's like, the Love is Blind stuff. They stream it, but then it goes on Netflix.
That's fair. Anyway, I love it. Do you think Max Verstappen is gonna get his championship win this race?
I do.
I do too. That's why I'm wearing
I didn't
my red.
want it to be this early, but I do.
That's why I'm wearing my Red Bull shirt today. I mean, last year didn't he win it in Japan? I'm trying to think. Like he
Yes,
won
I
it
know. He won it very
preseason.
early. So for me to say that is crazy because this is late, but we had the potential for it to go even later, but McLaren kind of messed that up for themselves. So
Well, there's only three races left. Like it could have been a lot worse. I mean,
it
we
could have been
love to
worse.
see championship decided in the last race, but
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
get it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Was like, no, IndyCar was decided on the last race too. Alex Palou
This
won
year, yeah.
in
Yeah,
Nash.
because remember Will was in the running, but then had his buckles come undone, or his seatbelt wasn't done up,
And
and
Scotty Mac was also in the running if the other two just didn't start the race.
yeah.
Love that. Anyway, maybe one day we'll see a F1 race decided on the last, F1 championship decided on the last race.
To be fair, I did in 2021. I was a fan back then.
I was not a fan back then,
And it
so.
was magical. It was truly the most amazing thing I've ever seen. So, not the end of the race. That wasn't amazing. I was a Max fan at the time, so I was happy, but I didn't want it to be like that. But it coming down to it, and they both had like the exact same amount of points going into it, the exact same amount of points. And then it being like a last lap sprint, like you can't even make this up. So, I've been there and I want it again.
I want it again. I'm just thinking about how last year, not the last race last year, but the race where Max won his championship, they had like boxes of championship shirts like ready to go, ready to give the team at the end of the race. And I'm just like, are they gonna have that? Like they're just like ready. Like they're prepared for like the Red Bull team is just like prepared for Max to be a championship winner again. 'Cause like imagine I the way I see it is like there is someone in charge of like making sure that these shirts are shipped on the off chance that he wins, which is just really funny to me because it's like if he doesn't win, now you have to ship it to the next location and then the next location. Do you know what I mean? That's just what I think about and it makes me laugh.
I know, Emma, that's nothing though. 'Cause so you were at the Grey Cup this weekend, which is like the Canadian Super Bowl for those who don't know. If the Bombers, our team, would have won the Grey Cup, there would have been Bombers Grey Cup hats that they would have won after. So those are made, but those are never given out. So like it's even worse than just shipping them across. It's like making merch that will never see the light of day
Oh my
because
God, I never even
that
thought
team
about
doesn't win
that.
it.
I
Yeah,
never
that it
thought about
happens for everything. Football, baseball, basketball, everything. And to my knowledge, they do ship that merch somewhere, like I believe, like to just like as charity, I believe. So,
I never thought about that. Look at us. Look at all that merch out there. Never seen the light of day. That's so sad. Do you think they have Lando Norris championship shirts ready to go just in case?
No.
You don't
No.
think so? On the off
No.
chance?
Maybe after Vegas, if Max doesn't win, they start prepping the design, but that's not made till the last week, I
Oh,
guarantee.
the design is already made, but like
Oh, I don't think the design is made.
the design has to be made. It has, like,
For
come
Lando, for
on.
Max, it for sure is. But for Lando, he's not close enough, and we're still three races out, and Max could win it this weekend.
I feel like the design for his championship win is made. I feel like they
Okay,
have, I
keep this
feel
in
like.
mind too. Anyone working for the team whose job it is to make that design is essentially jinxing their team by making it at this point,
But
right?
they have to. It's part of their, probably part of their job.
I just think that they'd wait till like the very last possible moment.
I don't know. Like, I mean, I'm sure there's still people on the, like, Alfa Romeo, what the heck, like the stake kick team or whatever, that have to make those images that say like how many points that they got, even if they still, even if it's just like 0 points. But I mean, that only takes like 2 seconds to edit, like putting the number of points in there. But like a full design of like image of like championship win, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like we're at the point, there's three races left. The design would have to be made, even if it's not used. I think so.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm coming from like the graphic design perspective. Like I feel like that has to be done because there's so much else that they have to do that they're not gonna want to think about the potential. I don't know. Someone let us know. You know what we
But
should
if it's made now, what do the
who we
graphic
should
designers
ask?
do?
We should
Who?
ask Hot Rob.
Hot Rob.
Hot Rob is Hot Rob's a graphic, he's a graphic
You.
designer.
There are a few characters in the Track Talk universe. Hot Rob might be my favorite.
I love Hot Rob.
It's an inside joke between all of us.
Yeah.
Because there's Hot Rob and there's Hotter Rob.
Listen, but Hot Rob's a graphic designer.
I know, yeah.
And he was like work, I just remember him like working nonstop making
Yeah.
images and
Yeah.
like
Well, we could reach out to Julie and ask him, but I'm pretty sure Hot Rob thinks that we're weirdos.
we are. We're insane. Who else stands there and explains the lore behind calling him Hot Rob to his face? Like,
Did you do
well,
that?
I think we all did. We all just stood there and
I
explained
called
it.
him it to his face, but I did not explain to him. You know what? I'm pretty sure it's self-explanatory.
He's hot and his name's Rob.
And he's too hot to think it's irony, so obviously it's fact.
Yeah. I hope he thinks it's endearing. Like it's a compliment. It's
No,
how he
I
remembers
know
his
he
name.
just I do think that he is just like a shy person though, and when we said that to him and he was blushing, it wasn't that he wasn't
He didn't
it
know how to
wasn't that we
react.
weren't he didn't find us endearing. It's that he was like, oh my God. Like all these people and they're acknowledging my hotness right now at this bar in
Like
Nashville.
I just want to go home. Anyway.
Anyways, what else? What else is going on?
Zhou is now considered to, or like rumored to be joining the F1 Academy. What the heck? Ferrari Driver Academy.
Okay.
Which I wouldn't hate. Because then we still get to see Zhou on the grid.
It makes sense. I
It
mean, he
does make
joined the team
sense.
as it was Sauber, and Sauber has a Ferrari connection, a Ferrari engine, and it makes sense.
There is something else that I need to share, and it's IndyCar related. Give me a second. Let me find it. Oh my God, 1 year ago today. 1 year ago today, it was the Grand Prix.
Hand
Literally 1 year
pre.
ago today. Yeah, it came up on my.
Yeah.
Okay, love it.
I really actually wanted to host the second annual Hand Pre here where I live now, but there is no indoor go-kart track. There's only one like an hour away. So I was really sad because I wanted to have my new friends compete in the Hand Prix and then one day have
You
my
have
old friends
you have
and
new
my new
friends?
friends compete in the Hand Prix. And then it's like,
Are they
I
your
have new friends. Thank you, everybody. I have new
real life friends?
friends. Yeah, I do have friends. Cam and I actually went on a double date with my friend and her husband this weekend. And
Husband.
I have a group chat.
Wow, and I'm so proud of you.
So I have made friends. It's not that it's hard for me to make friends because I do naturally connect with people, I think, but I just like, I didn't think I wanted friends here, to be honest.
Do any of them listen to this podcast? Are they going to be
No.
offended?
No, they don't. But I mean, I didn't think I wanted friends here because I just like didn't want to make connections and then like in a
Leave.
year just like leave and like bye and care about these people, you know?
I get you. But you made friends and life is better for it.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Now to
Anyway,
convert them into motorsport fans.
we can do that. You can do that.
Gonna
We do
try.
it. That's her job. Anyway, IndyCar. Girls Who Grid. On Instagram, posted the current driver lineup that's confirmed for 2025, and I'm so thankful she did because I had literally no idea who was racing. So I'm gonna go through it. Crema, we have Callum, Ilott, and Robert Schwartzman. Okay, Hannah's like, I know this already. It's me that
It's
doesn't
okay.
know this.
I'm going along with you. Going along with you. There's probably some other people I have no idea.
AJ Foyt. Santino Ferrucci is sticking with that number 14 car, and next to him is David Malukas. Can't wait to see that lineup for next year. It'd be great.
Do they have number 41 beside his name? I think that's unconfirmed.
What do you mean?
Technically, it is unconfirmed that David will be driving the 41.
What other car would you drive? They have a 14 and a 41.
I'd have to explain a lot of lore, but there technically is a loaned car that CGR was in possession of that was a Foyt car. That is my one thing that I will. It's a long story, but I will say that I believe it is unconfirmed that Dave will be driving the 41, but he
Okay.
definitely will be driving the Foyt.
It's AJ Foyt confirmed, number not confirmed. Hugo Solinger, Jay Char, two open seats. Neither is confirmed. Roman
I did
Grosjean,
not know that Roman was not confirmed.
not confirmed. Meyer Shank Racing, Marcus Armstrong, and Felix Rosenquist. So Fro is returning from last year, and then Marcus Armstrong is moving from CJR, CG, CGR chip. Yeah. Letters, a little dyslexic. CGR to Meyer Shank because of that little partnership that they have. Next up, Dale Coyne Racing, two open seats. But that's typical for Dale Coyne because they had 8,000 drivers last year. So we don't know who's confirmed for this year.
Yeah, that they did ha last year have two confirmed drivers that Jack and Nolan were going to pilot the 18 together. But then when Nolan got his Arrow McLaren seat, then that really did throw Dale Coyne's driver lineup into a little bit of a tizzy. Obviously, Catherine was confirmed for the 300 or 300.
For the 300,
Holy fuck.
ladies and gentlemen, the Indy 300. That's some
500. And we knew that. I was thinking three cars. But I believe like they're not going to keep two unconfirmed seats till the start of the season. They may do one, but not two, I don't think. I really don't think so. That wasn't their plan last year. It just happened to be that way because of what happened with Nolan.
Yeah, that's fair. RLL, Ray Hall, Letterman, Lanigan. Also, I found out last year, but I found out pretty late last year that the Letterman in RLL is like David Letterman.
Emma, you told me that last year.
No, I
That's
know, but I found out like late last year. So I'm just telling people who might not know what the Letterman is. It's like
Oh,
David
okay, yeah.
Letterman because I didn't
Yeah.
know. So anyway, Graham Rahal is confirmed. I don't know how to pronounce his name. And it's not that it's a difficult name, but it's either Louis or Lewis Foster.
Oh, wait, no, it's Lewis.
Lewis? Okay.
No,
Lewis Foster.
I'm so sorry. It's Louis. I asked Mac this. I sent her a voice memo not too long ago and I said, "What is it?" And I'm positive she said Louis.
Louis Foster?
No, I don't think it is. Oh my
Lewis.
God.
We don't. It's
I
either
asked her.
Lewis
Now I
Foster
totally forget.
or Louis Foster.
Oh yeah, okay. You guys know who we're talking about. I literally was like, I want to make sure I'm saying this correct on the show. I texted Mac like 3 weeks ago and now I totally forget what she answered. Anyways.
Lewis Foster.
I think it's Louis. I'm pretty positive it's Louis.
But he won Indy Next this year. The 20 he's the Indy Next 2024 champion. So I'm not surprised that he has a seat. Indy car is actually really good for that, for giving like the champions a seat. Or like they want
Okay.
like the teams want to bring up the new talent. Like we saw the same thing with Rasmussen when he won 2023. he moved up to Ed Carpenter. And he's still with Ed Carpenter now, alongside Alexander Rossi, which still throws me off. Oh, I'm
Sorry, I'm gonna
sorry.
stop you real quick.
We're going to figure out how to pronounce Louis Lewis.
No. I did just want to say that this week I did have a moment where I realized that Jacob Abel has won IndyNext 3 times and is not really, like, you never really hear his name in contention for an IndyCar seat. And I had to ask Mac, and I said, like, what's the deal with this? Because you do have lots of guys that graduate. And she was like, it's not necessarily like they don't want him or they don't think he's talented. It's just that, like, there's not very much availability, and the price of an IndyCar seat right now is extremely high. And it's just a matter of, like, availability for seats and who's bringing sponsorship dollars. So, while it is really normal that the winner of IndyNext would graduate to IndyCar, it's not a guaranteed thing. And actually, I was also not fact checking you to just to do it, but I didn't think that Rasmussen won. Oh yeah, he did. No, you're right.
It's okay,
You're
you can
right.
fact check me. Sometimes I'm wrong.
No. I just wanted to make sure because I also thought that Jacob Abel won it in 2023. So I was just trying to make sure. And then I was thinking
Well,
about how he's won it 3 times.
Abel Motorsports is a IndyNext team, and like they have a really big, they're big in IndyNext, I would say, but I don't think they're at that like sponsorship level of like being able to bring the funds to IndyCar, which means like Jacob Abel, obviously part of that Abel Motorsports family, I don't think he has the funds to be able to go to IndyCar. Like,
I mean, it hasn't shown that, like, to this day because he doesn't have a seat. So, like, yeah, that does make sense. But Able Motorsports, it has a sponsorship. Like, it's also a construction company, Able Construction, I'm pretty sure. So, like, that's big dollars too. So clearly there is money, but is it enough money? But also, just having a big name in IndyNext doesn't mean that you can't graduate, because David Malukas's family has a really huge presence in IndyNext with HMD Motorsports. And then, he moved on from that team, and so did Nolan Siegel and many other drivers. So, yeah, it's just a matter of, like, availability, the right fit, and sponsorship dollars, and when contracts are up. Like, there has to be, like, the perfect storm for things for a driver to get a seat in IndyCar these days, it seems.
No, you're right. And
Formula
you know
One
what?
too.
And Jacob Abel still might get a seat. Like, we have right now 5 open seats because 5 open seats. Yeah, because RLL still has a third seat open. I was waiting for Pietro to be confirmed for that, but now Pietro's racing for oh, what did he just say? He just posted it. No, give me a second, guys. So Pietro posted that he is racing in IMSA in 2025 for Pratt Miller Motorsports. And we see this, like IndyCar drivers do race in IMSA sometimes. And he also said that, and there's more racing news coming soon. I'm hopeful that he's still with IndyCar, but I have no idea. Apparently there's a comment that I missed. Hannah, what does the comment say?
Yeah, so as soon as I saw this, my immediate thought was, okay, so he hasn't secured an IndyCar seat, so he's going to go to IMSA. Pietro didn't really have a great season last year. It is what it is. I know that RLL has Yuri Vips in the pipeline, and they seemingly really want to get him in the car, and there's so many drivers that are available to also take a seat. So I saw Mac commented, and she read my mind. She said, congrats, bummed that we won't see you on the IndyCar grid. Glad you secured a full-time seat. And Pietro commented back to her almost immediately and said, I can do both, question mark, or exclamation point. And then she was like, oh, hell yeah. So I don't know if it's a matter of,
Oh.
like, he does know something, but he can't say it yet, or that's the more news that's coming, or whatever it is. But from the horse's mouth, he
Said he could do both.
Teddy can do both.
Well, I mean, and all a lot of these drivers do both. Like a lot of them race in IMSA for something. Which I love. I didn't know that comment existed. So Pietro
It
signed for an
did just
IndyCar team.
sound like, oh, sorry.
No, all
Yeah,
good. I
that comment did exist, and she kind of echoed my thoughts. Like I said, like, thinking, oh, this is like an announcement that he's not going to be in IndyCar. But it did sound like the Pratt Miller announcement did sound like it was a full-time seat. And while many of IndyCar drivers do IMSA, not many of them do it full-time.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether that's specified or whether that's just how it looked at the from like an outside perspective, thinking that he didn't have a seat. So anyways, we'll keep an
Maybe
eye on
he'll
it.
race in Indy part time. Like, it's possible. Or if he's
It's
only with
possible.
like the Indy 500, like we don't know. But
Yeah.
I think Pietro's like committed to IndyCar, or like wanting to not like I think he's not ready to leave IndyCar. So it's just a matter of, again, sponsorship, seats, like
Exactly.
everything, money. So who know? I'm like, I'm sorry, they're Fittipaldis, like have money, but like, but. The thing is, like, this is what makes people watch like other series. Like, no, if he is a full-time seat in IMSA, like I want to watch him race because I like him as a driver. So I'm gonna go watch IMSA now and like figure out what's going on there 100%. Like, not that I didn't know other drivers in IMSA, but I'm a Pietro Fittipaldi fan, so I want to see what he does. So this is good. This is good for me.
No, you're right. I mean, it's not unlike in Formula E where lots of those guys will also do WEC.
Whack.
And sometimes there's times where you can watch them on like consecutive weekends in different series, and that's fun to be a fan of. So, yeah.
WEC starts soon, hey, next month.
Next month.
Not
Okay.
WEC.
FE
Formula
starts in
E.
December. Yeah. A
When
few
I
weeks
was
away. I'm pretty pumped about it.
It's wild that they like say it's like their 24, 25 season, but I'm like, it's I don't
I
like
know.
that. It throws
Well,
me off.
as they don't even actually like use that often. They'll say like season 11 because they're still like quite a new series. So like because that's a mouthful, 24, 25, they'll be like, oh, it's on our 11th season.
That's fair. We should go to an FE race this year.
I mean, I went to an FE race
I
last
know.
year. It was the time of my freaking life.
But we should go together because we haven't been to enough races together. We've been to like two.
I know everyone in the motorsports world keeps telling me, I gotta get to a race with you this year. Can't wait to see you at a race this year. Blah, 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 races this year. You're asking me to go to a race this year. I'm like, you guys have so much fun without me. I really will have FOMO, but I'm a studious girl at the moment.
Hannah is getting her master's, okay? She's
Yeah.
smart. She is saving. She's doing big girl things. I'm really proud
I
of her.
have a rent to pay now. It's different. Life's different. I don't have a big girl job. So, I will gladly attend any trips that anyone would like to send me on, but those with.
This is us asking for people to send us, pay for us to go to a race. Thank you.
Ever think about the fact that, like, the Therma Club thing happened?
Out of like nowhere. And
Out
it
of
was just
nowhere.
like so last minute, not last minute, but like
So it
we
was.
didn't expect it. And we're just like, oh, you want to send us to Thermal Club? Like, why? It's wild. I don't know. I listen, it was so much fun. I really did enjoy it. It was like not the weekend that it was just like unexpected. Like when I had a list of like races that I wanted to attend, Thermal Club was not on it. Like
Yeah. Well, I mean, we didn't really know what it was, and like this
I
year, it won't
still
be
don't
that.
think I understand what it is. Let's
You're
be
right. I still don't think you understand how that race even worked.
I
I could talk
don't.
about how that race worked. I don't think Emma remembers a damn thing.
I don't understand it because it was like only certain numbers moved on, and then it was they had to break it halfway through, and I don't get it. I still don't get it.
And I, you know what?
But
I could try, but like, why am I going to explain it? Like,
so
there's no, you're
they're
not doing it
testing in
again.
thermal this
Yeah.
year or next year, but I think thermal this.
It's happening right now.
Whoa, really?
I'm pretty sure the thermal test is happening like right now.
Why did I think it was like January?
Because Hottie Hunter is in. I can't say
Hunter
that.
McElroy. I don't think he knows we call him Hottie Hunter. Keep
Let's just
it
add him to. Should I keep that in?
in, yeah. He's a
So there's a new
hottie.
character in the Track Talk universe.
Hottie Hunter.
That slipped out so easily.
Because it's what we call him. He's not Hunter McElroy. He's Hottie Hunter.
The only reason for me to believe that the thermal club test is happening is because his Instagram story was in Palm Springs. He could just be in Palm
He
Springs.
might just
I
be in
don't
Palm Springs,
know. But
but I believe.
then Logan, when Logan Sargeant tested at the thermal club, That already happened. So maybe these tests are just happening as we go. Or are
No,
you
he
talking
was,
about like the
no,
big tests?
Logan had a feet sitting. What? Hold up, hold up. Just give me a second. Hang on. He quit. I'm done talking. I'm never saying a word ever
That
again.
was so confident too.
Because the thing is, those are words. Those are also words. Okay? Logan Sargent had a seat fitting, not a feet sitting, a seat fitting. Oh my God.
Clip
Oh,
it.
my head hurts. That sounded so natural, though. It just came out.
Just like Hottie Hunter, just slipped right out.
Logan had a seat fitting. I don't think he actually had the testing yet.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong.
So let's check his Instagram story, and if he's in Palm Springs, then it's confirmed.
Logan Sargent, where you at? Come on. Or check his girlfriend. Isn't her name Riley or something?
Yeah.
Logan. He's got nothing on his story. Okay, Riley, where you at? Riley has nothing on her story. Yep. Well, never mind. It's really hard to
I
stalk.
don't know what it is.
Can't do that anymore. It's fine. Anyway, the thermal race this year, next year. The thermal race for IndyCar season next year, I'm pretty sure is a regular race.
You'd be correct.
Okay. So sometimes I don't know things, but sometimes I do. But I still want to go out there. Can you bring us back IndyCar, please? And thank you.
You asked Julia that in Nashville.
Did I? Was I
She's
drunk?
like, babe, the season just ended.
Okay. Anyway.
I want to go back to California because I miss Boston, to be
You
fair.
know, we'll get Boston back on the show, guys. Don't worry.
Yeah, it's in the works. Don't worry. She's gonna be more involved now that NASCAR is done.
Yeah, she has no choice. So
Is she? I mean, she loves being a part of Track Talk, so
she has Track Talk.
she is Track Talk. What was I gonna say about Cal? You know what? I have to say something.
Okay.
I have to speak my truth about California. I
Okay.
enjoyed California. I enjoyed nothing more though than this burrito that I had in California. Boston ordered it for me, and I may have talked about this on the show. I talk about this burrito all the time,
It's good.
and it was a California burrito. And that just means that there's French fries in it. And Emma, I know we were starving that day, like starving, starving, starving. So like it could have just been that I was really hungry, but I had a dream about this burrito. I think about it all the time. Every time I go get a burrito, I'm always disappointed because I just know that it's not going to be my one California burrito. Thank you for giving me the space to talk about my burrito.
I hope you get a chance to eat it again,
Me
really.
too. I really, yeah.
I really want to talk about, we're going to switch lanes here, the Ferrari drivers at the Gladiator 2 premiere.
Oh my God.
Okay, can I listen? I have an issue though. And I, okay.
We're going to
No,
fight.
I don't think we're going to, we might fight. We might fight, but I don't want anyone to attack me for this, okay? Okay. I saw so many posts and like reels and TikToks about like their suits and how like amazing their style was, and like it was like each of the what? Yes.
I think I know where this is going, and I agree with you, I think.
And like they're like so unique, and like it like they just like everything about their suits, and like Charles did this and it complimented that, and Carlos was wearing this and it complimented that, and I was like, you guys, they are literally black suits. Black suits. It's what Daniel Ricciardo wore on the fucking Met Gala last year. Nothing special about it. Okay? They had a Ferrari pin because it was a Ferrari tailored suit. But like it was nothing spectacular. You know what? If they had shown up with like fucking like a shield and full armor, like ready to participate in the Gladiator 2 movie, then we can talk about it. The suits, they're black suits. Yes, they're Ferrari style. They're Ferrari drivers. Everything that they wear is Ferrari style, Ferrari designed. I do not give a shit that they wear black suits. Did they look good? Yeah, of course they look good. They always look good, except sometimes when Charles wears those pants. But do you know what I mean? I think I just saw way too many people talking about their suits. And oh my God, suits and this and that. And I was like, literally, they're just suits. They're just black suits. Did they look good? Yes, but they always look good. That's it. I think what's more important here is that Carlos Sainz met Pedro Pascal. Like that was like the
I
highlight
think
for
what's
me.
most important is that Pedro, is that Paul Mescal interrupted an interview that they were doing.
Yeah, and but like, and Paul Mescal was like mesmerized by Carlos, which is like totally fair. I feel like anyone would be, but like that's important. That and you know
And
what?
he wanted to impress them because he said that he was hoping that they were impressed by his knowledge when he was in the paddock in Austin.
Yeah,
That's more what I care about.
that's what
It
I
was
care
a damn
about.
black
You know,
suit. And you know what? I'll say something else about those black suits. They weren't actually, I don't think they were tailored very well because they were too long and baggy at the bottom.
you're gonna put them in a wide leg pant? Like, come on.
It's giving wine, Charles wine pant. Don't do it. It's supposed to be crisp and sharp and clean. And it was not.
You know what? I wanted to see more of Rebecca and Alexander's dresses, and I didn't really see much of them, but I just feel like they probably
Were
looked
they there?
better.
I
They
didn't
were
even know they were
there.
there.
They were there, but I feel like they probably looked better than Charles and Carlos. Anyway, that's just all I wanted to say. I do not give a shit that they were in black suits, and I feel like it was not breaking news. Thank you. I'm gonna get canceled.
I mean, I hope not. I don't think I
There is
agree with
more important things going on, okay?
that. I mean, those two like literally like put them in anything and they look good.
Put
So
them in
like,
anything.
yeah.
Like Carlos, what, a video just dropped today of their like Vegas wear, and like Carlos is wearing like pink and red suede shoes, I'm pretty sure. And I was like, you know what? The shoes aren't it, but like he makes them it. Like is it, you know, he looks good. It's Carlos Sainz. It's Charles Leclerc. You have two of the hottest drivers on the grid. Put them in literally anything and they can make it work. What are you pointing at?
Them,
Oh
my
yeah.
guys.
But all speaking of fashion though, Lewis Hamilton is now doing a collab with Wolfgang, Tyler the Creator. Holy moly. I'm
I'm
ready.
pretty
I'm
sure
ready for that.
it's not, it's called Golf Wang, but
Oh. Cut that out then. Wait, it's just Tyler the I don't clearly I don't listen. I think I just
is
think
Tyler
Tyler
the
the Creator.
Creator. You are correct.
Okay, yeah. So Lewis is doing a collab with Tyler the Creator. Golf. Not
Golf
Wolfgang.
Wang.
Golf Wang. Why did I think Wolf? You know what? You know what it is? I'm dyslexic, Hannah. We know this.
That's
The words
fair.
get mumble jumbled in my brain. It's not Wolfgang.
Nope, promise.
Golf Wang.
Can you look it up just to be sure? But I'm pretty sure I'm right.
If I just, I'm gonna Google Wolfgang and see what comes up. It's gonna get
Oh,
like a
you know
pack
what's
of wolves. Wolfgang. Wolfgang. Wolfgang is a Filipino rock band formed in 1992 in Manila. Never mind. Golf. Golf. Wang. Okay, so it's not Wolfgang. Wolfgang. Whoa. Lose.
Is it Golf Wang?
It's Golf Wang.
That was right.
Established in 2011 by American Music. Established in. Nope. We're done reading for the day. We're done.
It was Tyler, the Creator, and Odd Future.
Yeah. Anyway, Lewis Hamilton is now doing a collab with them, which I think is super exciting.
I also think that's super exciting.
But I won't be
This
able
is
to
like
explain.
last week when you asked me what the playoffs for NASCAR look like, and then I think I said it correctly,
You did say it correctly.
and then it was, I don't know if you didn't believe me or if we were just like, oh, we need to get a second opinion, but
Well, I believe you that it's golf Wang.
don't, I won't make you say it again. It's tough.
Thank you.
I know it's tough.
I'm trying to think if anything else happened in F1 this week. I don't think so.
I've been
Okay.
pretty far removed, to be fair.
I've also been
I didn't
cleaning.
see the amount of suit videos that you saw.
Oh my God, they were flooding my For You page. I just
That
need,
opinion
listen,
is entirely mine.
I get it. F1 drivers and fashion. Like I love it. I love fashion and I love F1 drivers. So put them together. Oh my God. Everything is right in the world. They were black fucking suits. We're done. We're done. Okay.
Actually, I do want to say, I made, not to toot my own horn, but I made probably the funniest track talk TikTok that's ever been made yesterday.
I'm gonna make another one. Okay, I'm gonna make one. And you probably already know what it's gonna say, but I'm gonna make one.
I don't know what it's gonna say. Be nice, please.
I will be nice. It will be nice. Anyway, if you haven't seen it, go to our Instagram, TikTok, wherever Hannah posted it, because it actually is really, I cackled. It was like that trend. I can't even explain it. Just go look at it. It's so
And
funny.
also, I want to tell the masses, I did check it out with Emma before I made it and posted it. So when I said I've come to my senses, that was not a dig. It's a joke.
Yeah. Oh,
Like, I
I
got it.
fully knew it was coming. I just didn't know when. But I will say, like, one of my best friends commented and she was like,
Was my favorite comment.
he was like, nice try. Emma would never use proper punctuation. I was like, I was like, that's so real.
Hard.
That's so real. Like, yes.
No one was commenting like ha 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 in the beginning. They kept going, Hannah, Hannah. I was like, yeah,
It was
guys,
so funny.
I did it.
So funny. But yeah, no, Jillian's comment was like, Emma would never use proper punctuation. You are correct. I don't use proper
Laugh
punctuation
my ass
ever.
off.
So that's where
If
Hannah missed
it's
it.
properly spelled and if there is any form of punctuation, it's probably me.
100%.
Not that your spelling is bad, but sometimes you don't take the time. You just like, I've seen it. You just rapidly text and
Yeah.
whatever words actually just like come onto your screen, that's what you send. Like, you don't worry about like changing it. You
Yeah.
know how to spell. You just don't care enough to go back and fix it.
Do I know how to spell?
Most times. I'm
Sometimes.
gonna give you, I think you do know how to spell.
I know
I
how to
think.
spell. I don't know how to read. I don't know how to process letters. I know how to read. I don't know how to process letters in my mind.
This
We're
is true.
done.
This has been since the very beginning when I've said letters out loud and you don't. I know.
I don't get it. I
I
don't
know.
get
It's
it.
been since the beginning.
It's okay though. Oh, side note here. It was Hannah's birthday yesterday. So if you guys didn't say happy birthday to Hannah, you're dead to me. Just kidding, not actually. Just make
And
sure you go
me
say
this
happy birthday to
thing.
Hannah. Hannah, you're 25 now. Your frontal lobe is developed.
Finally developed.
How do
Did
you
I need to
feel?
get any smarter? I'm
Anyway.
kidding. That's a total joke. I am
Wait,
blessed.
I just want to say that now that Hannah is 25, I've been 25 for a while. Well, I'm not 25 anymore, but now that we're both 25 and over, we can be invited to like influencer stuff, because sometimes you have to be 25 years old to be invited to stuff. And so now I'm just gonna send our cover letters to everybody and say, please invite us. Thank you.
Hey, Hannah turned 25. Let us come
Hannah
now.
turned 25. Please let us come for free to a race in your
And you know
lounge.
what? I actually did not know that that was a thing until very, very recently.
I mean, there's some exceptions, obviously, but to like sign, I don't know, like 25 is such a common age for like to like sign and quote unquote like influencer or like sign or to like work with someone in the media. And I don't know why, but
I don't know. And I
like
can also
renting a
rent a
car.
car
It's like
now.
renting a car. You have to be 25.
I was gonna say, I can also rent a car now.
I'm so proud of you. You can rent
Yeah.
a car.
Rental lobe and can rent a car. Nothing can stop me now.
Yeah. You're right.
I'm right.
We
What a
call it
week it's
there.
been. I would love to. I love this show, but man, 3 weeks off is tough. It is tough.
We are really like, I don't know the saying, but we're trying. Scraping at pennies? Scraping pennies? What's the saying? What's the saying when you're really, really trying to make something work? And I know it's not scraping pennies, but that's what comes to mind.
Okay,
I'm gonna
I
ask Siri.
think.
Siri, what is the saying when you're really, really trying to make something work? Okay. No, none of that made any sense.
So I think you're trying to say like scrounging for pennies.
No, well,
I would have said limp. I said would have said we're limping to the finish line.
I've never heard that before. Limping to the finish line? What's the saying when you're really trying to make something work? Okay, Google, don't let me down.
Feel
Okay.
like you have to call Sam.
Okay, I'll call Sam.
Do you think she'll know?
She might know. Guys, this is fun. This is like call a friend. It's our new segment. She texted me earlier and was giving me shit about my job. Not in a mean way, in a
It's because
fun way.
you have a cool job.
Okay, so Sam didn't answer. I'm gonna call her husband. It's not even ringing. Where are they?
Are they okay?
Was it just texting her? Luke might know. I don't think I've ever talked about Luke on the podcast before. My sister's husband.
Your brother-in-law? What a crazy sentence.
I know that's weird, right? I need someone to answer me before I lose my mind. I'll call my dad. He just like, hey, I have a question for you. What's the saying when you're really, really trying to make something work, like really desperately? It's like you're doing something. Do you know the saying?
You're saying for that?
Yes.
Do you know anything what it refers to?
What?
Like any of the key words in the saying or anything like that?
Well, I thought it was like you're scraping for pennies, but that doesn't make any sense.
Scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Bottom of the barrel. Scraping the bottom of the barrel. I guess that makes sense. Okay, thank you. This is for the podcast. Bye.
This is like you're dating the last guy in the bar at closing time kind of thing. I don't know.
Okay, goodbye. Thank you. Scraping the bottom of the barrel. That's it. That's
That might be
it.
it.
We're scraping the bottom of
We're
the
getting
barrel here,
there.
trying to find things to talk about. So we're done. And we'll talk about Vegas next week. Thank you. Everybody wish Hannah a happy birthday.
That is not how we do our outro.
I was just saying, I was just
Oh my
talking.
God, I thought you were done.
Well, I am done, but like that was. Okay. Oh, you're right, because I start my outro. Oh, okay. This is
Guys,
us
forgive
scraping the
forgive.
bottom of what?
I said for guys, forgive her. She worked really hard this weekend in Vancouver.
I've been
She just
working
got home.
nonstop. This has been us scraping the bottom of the barrel, trying to find something to talk about.
We are Track Talk.
Good job for now.